Good morning, everyone.
Good morning, Swami.
So, thank you. it's my great joy and great pleasure and privilege, and it's a great joy and privilege and pleasure for all of us to have Swami Sarvadevananji with us once more. We had a very nice couple of days together in Ridgely in Connecticut last night, and got back this morning, and he looks nice, fresh, and ready to go. For those of you who haven't met Swami Sarvadevananji before, he's the head of our Vedanta Society of Southern California, with all of its branches everywhere, including us and so many on the East Coast and West Coast. And there are too many to even mention. The whole hour will go if I mention all of the centers. But we're very, very happy Swamiji's here. He'll be here until Friday. We'll have satsang every evening, potluck dinner, while he's here. And if anyone is interested in thinking of initiation, please let me know. We'll talk to Swamiji today and if we can arrange something. And Swamiji will be speaking this morning on one beautiful teachings of Holy Mother regarding contentment.
Bangmi manasi pratishthita, manumi vachi pratishthitam, avir avir maidhi, vedasya ma anishtha, srutangmi ma prahasihi, aninadhiti nahuratran sandadhami, ritam vadishyami, Shatyam Badishyami Tanmamavatu Tadvaktaramavatu Avatumam Avatuvaktaram Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi. Om, may my speech be fixed in my mind. May my mind be established in my speech. O self-manifested Atman, do thou manifest thyself unto me. O my mind and speech, may ye be fit to reveal to me the supreme knowledge. May I not forget what I have heard without forgetting what I have learned. May I be able to study day and night. The right will I speak, the truth will I speak. May Brahman protect me. May Brahman protect the preceptor. Om peace, peace, peace be unto us all. It's a great pleasure again to be with you all. And it was more of Swamiji's work, because he drove hours and hours alone, driving from here to Ridgely, and then attending their board meeting, and then giving a retreat, and then finishing the retreat, then rushing for Connecticut, and then the Connecticut to here, 5 hours, 4 hour drive. Now, just half an hour, 1 hour earlier, we reached here. So it is more of Swami's sacrifice. And I enjoyed his company. So, wonderful. And especially, I'm very happy to be with you, as you know. As you are here, that's a greater attraction for me to come again and again now. So now, today, Mother's, Holy Mother's beautiful word, you all know. Mother said what? Sojjer shaman gun nai, ar santoshesh shaman dhan nai. Meaning that there is no greater quality equal to the power of enduring. And there is no greater wealth in the world equal to a person who is contented, whose heart is contented, whose heart is peaceful. We That's a big, huge statement. That's called spirituality. Our whole spiritual life is to reach this destination where we shall be always established in our peace and joy of the heart, no? Unperturbed there. And Gita suggested that what happens when Gita says that yadricha labha santushto dandati to bimatsara sama siddha asuddha ucha kritva api sana badhyate. So yadricha labha santushto, whatever comes in life after our own sincere effort, after our putting our whole energy, what we expect, we can do that, but at the same time, are we open to that? Whatever comes, I accept. And if we can accept that, who can give us any pain? Who can disturb our inner peace and tranquility? But we miss that. And here is Holy Mother guiding us that that is the greatest wealth. We are searching for wealth. Wealth, material wealth, money, prestige, name, fame, so many things we are always craving for. But if this craving is not bad, because it is not, Vedanta is not saying that you will not be moving in your life, you will be like a fossil. No, it should be. But after that we suffer, that is the major point. After we are doing all efforts, what we get? There we find that it is not satisfying. Jaha chai, raha bhul kore chai. I understand, I wanted this, I will be happy with this, I will be contented with this. And when you get it, I didn't want this. So what I wanted, I want peace. Always through all our endeavors, what we are searching, we want joy, we want peace, tranquility, and inner joy, inner calmness, serenity. But we are not struggling hard and harder and harder and harder. At the end, whatever we get, even we expected and that we have received, that does not give us satisfaction. But can we not stay contented at that moment? Can we make a resolution that I shall be contented in whatever condition? Whatever comes afterwards, after my effort, whatever comes. So this is called spiritual practice. Socrates said that he who is not contented with what he has would not be contented what he would like to have. This is a tested fact, no? You know, every one of our life. That if I am not contented with what I have, then suppose would not be contented what I would like to have. Even if the same dissatisfaction will haunt me. So this is the point to understand intellectually and then practice, apply it in life. And how can we do that? That we have to explore a little bit. But the fundamental point is that the discontentment is coming out of what? Why we are discontent? Because we feel that we are incomplete. Fundamental point is that we feel that we are incomplete and I'll be complete if I get it. And if I get it, then we see that momentarily it seems that I am happy. But afterwards you see that that same thing which I got it, that becomes a cause of dissatisfaction again. And if I don't get, there also I am dissatisfied. If I get it, that also dissatisfaction comes. But it is a mental attitude, if one can plan like that, that there is always, see Holy Mother's own life. And it comes, of course, fundamentally, the highest Vedanta is teaching is behind. Don't expect detachment. Not expecting anything. Do your thing and detach. That is the only point where one can be totally peaceful and joyful inside. But whenever expectation is there, and expectation is such a thing, if we get it momentarily, it may please us. And if I don't get, that also will be bringing the same dissatisfaction. So the mind is always restless, as is our nature. And why mind is restless? I'll get it, I will have it. And even not, I have enough, but still I want. I have visited many countries in the world, many places, but still, if I see a travel magazine flying in the plane, oh, this is wonderful. You have seen much more. And are you satisfied? If you are not satisfied going to so many places, how you feel that you will go there in this last place and you will be satisfied there? So satisfaction is not in searching the thing outside. Satisfaction comes out of fulfillment in the mind, a condition in the mind that what I got, enough. And I will try, but what I am, I'm happy with it. I am peaceful with it and can sleep well. People having $1 million, $1 billion, even they have sleepless night. Contentment is where? It's restlessness. So the greed, that is another thing which makes us restless. Greed, it is like the internal fire that consumes us. More, more, more. But that is true. We'll ask for more. But more in which level? In the material accomplishment, material gain that can give us little fulfillment for a few days. But the most effective antidote would be discontentment for that greed which we have in our heart, which like an internal fire is consuming our inner peace and joy. So that most effective antidote would be discontentment. That's why it is said that four gateways, shanti, santosh, satsang and vichar, these are self-inquiry. These are called the four gateways to have perfect peace. Shanti, how to keep the inner peace, tranquility. Shanti, what is the doorway? Contentment is the doorway to find peace. Dissatisfaction leads to more dissatisfaction. So this, it is to be these four, will be, if we take this, any one of it, this contentment as an ideal, then all other three, the shantos, if we practice, then peace will come. Then that will lead us to be, learn to be joyful in all condition by keeping our mind in holy company. And also it opens the gateway to the self-knowledge. So one is who is richest, who is endowed with discontentment. In this world, who is the richest person? Who is actually endowed with this idea of contentment. You see many homeless people, look at that. Many of them are, if they get a square meal and have under that circumstances, who have accepted that condition, the best they can do, they try, but they're so happy with their very little thing. And people have so much, but they are dissatisfied. That's the point. One gentleman passed away, and it was found that in his home, when he passed away, about 100 pairs of shoes. And they are not opened even. The one or two, 8-10 pairs were used, but all the pairs of shoes are unopened, ordered, and I'm giving one example, and so many examples. Entire home is filled with material, what he wanted. Why he wanted? Excitement. Oh, I see this in the advertisement. Oh, it is good. Oh, I'll have it. I have it. But where? Where is the peace in gathering them? Is the peace? Or getting them? or having in my hold is that peace will come. That dissatisfaction haunts us. So therefore, one, the richest person is in the world is endowed with this power of contentment. Peace he enjoys cannot be described adequately. No? That's why it is called that their happiness. Jadriccha labho santushto, Gita suggests. If one is contented, whatever comes after our best effort, after our best effort, this is fundamental quality. We have to think that, yes, I should not be lazy. I expect something, let me make an effort. In spiritual life also, many people are discontent. Oh, nothing happening. No, nothing happening is true. But what has happened? But what has happened also true. Something has happened. But nothing happening, and the moment when we are saying nothing happening, I can feel the presence of God. I can repeat His holy name, feel that, oh, Mother is here, Thakur is here. Instantly I get some contentment. But what I am doing? Nothing happening. And what has happened? That is also forgotten. So contentment and dissatisfaction, how we create our own dissatisfaction by only seeking more and thinking like that, I am. So here is the point that Jadriccha labho santushti. It is a very big, wonderful practice that I tried my best, I did my meditation, I did my prayer with my limited time, with my limited capacity. I cannot do like another person doing longer meditate, longer time, or chanting mantra, or going to pilgrimage. I cannot do that. But what? Have I exhausted my best effort? And then what has happened? Let me be happy. Ramakrishna's example, the gospel, that the two people, one was meditating under a, tamarind tree. Yeah? And he was singing and dancing, taking the name of Lord and singing and dancing, very joyful, cheerful. And the other yogi, he was so steeped into meditation, no? Almost the bulmik means? Ant hill. Has gathered around his body. And now you know, when Narada Rishi was going, he said, Narada, you are going? Where are you going? Well, I am going to Vaikuntha, the Lord. Oh, can you ask? I am doing so much austerity. When he will be kind to give his darshan? Okay. And the other guy also said, hey, sir, you are going. Tell me, when I shall realize God? And he came back after some time. You all know that story. When he came back and then said, this man who was with almost covered with the anthill, meditating and sitting and not going anywhere, doing the best what he can do. And he came, did you ask? Narada, did you ask what will be my condition? Well, yes, I asked. What God said? God said another 3 lives will be needed. I said, what? I am doing so much, another 3 lives? Oh my God, and he became so discontented that immediately it is a frustration and he goes into depression. No? 3 lives, another 3 lives I have to take? Really, if you do like that, naturally that feeling will come. Contrary, look at the other picture. That man who was an ordinary, simple, takes the name of the Lord and very cheerful. And so yes, Narada, did you ask? Well, yes, I asked. Well, when? Well, you know, so many leaves in that tamarind tree, my God, millions will be there. And he said, God said, after so many birth, you will realize God. And he was so contented. See, with the hope of freedom, he started dancing and saying, oh, then I shall be liberated one day. And Ramakrishna said, that man is liberated then, there and then. So you see, contentment is a different thing. I have exhausted my effort. And when it will happen, Jadriccha labho santushto. Whatever comes, I am santushto. I am happy with that. And dandatito. Whatever comes by chance, and with not to be disappointed, no? danda otito. You go beyond this duality of expectation and non-expectation. And be contented in siddho asiddho. Whether you have succeeded or your failure, whatever I have done, I did my best. Pass, I am happy with it. This is the way to think about. I have done my best, I am happy with it. In every effort of our life, in our job situation, in our home front, in our office front, in our political life, wherever, you do the best to do the best thing, hands off, and keep your joy. I have done my best. That's my satisfaction. I have no other expectation. So that is the great teaching what Holy Mother presented, and her life stands for that. Actually, Aristotle also believed that contentment came from acting in accordance with the nature and realizing one's fullest potential. What is the fullest potential? Knowing that and trying to apply that, and content, it comes from acting in accordance with the nature, where we are placed in our life and what situation we are and what we are doing. According to my nature, I move in one direction, and whatever comes, that there is a full potential in me to exhaust my energy if we do that, and then keep the mind in your peaceful mood. So normally, this is the idea, contentment is a mental or emotional state of satisfaction. Mental or emotional state of satisfaction. I will be satisfied. What can make us satisfied? There is nothing, all the wealth of the whole world, if it comes, it will not satisfy, because we are infinite. Unless we reach that infinity, unless we reach our divine self, there will be no perfect satisfaction. But how can I keep my mind in a level condition in whatever achievement I have done? It is not complacency again. We have to also be careful about that. Complacency is not in intended here. That, I have nothing to do, say, let me sit idly, and that statement is there. Nahi suptasya singhasya mukhe pravishanti mukhe mriga. Even the tiger, elephant, lion, because he is lion, the tigers don't rush into his mouth for his feeding. He has to make effort to catch his prey. So similarly, we'll have to do our maximum effort, but it does not depend. We have to understand also, everything does not depend on our effort. There is another factor we call God's grace. There is a hand behind. We have to trust there and keep ourselves satisfied. I did this, but oh Lord, please take care. Oh Mother, you take care. So there comes satisfaction. And then good comes, bad comes. Let us be bold enough to have it. Okay, I did my best and I am happy with it. So this emotional and mental condition, we can change our attitude. These sentiments can be corrected, and then it may be drawn from being at ease in one's own situation of the body, mind. Suppose physically someone is suffering from something else. Suffering in that condition, one can be very happy. How? A contentment and discontentment, which direction we look at. When I think, they are all happy, having a good body, and I am suffering, then my suffering has increased twice, double, three times, four times. And now you look at the other side, oh my God, still I am walking, still I am doing this thing, and that person cannot lift his hand, and he is dependent on that way, and how much suffering he is. So, God, thank God. So, which direction will I? To create our satisfaction is our mental attitude. I can look on the other side, and I can look in the other side also. Looking at the homeless people who live in our Hollywood area, Los Angeles area, thousands of people are in the street. In this cold season, they only under the tarp. Where they go for bathroom? Where they go for shower? Forget about food. Food they get anywhere, maybe. And we complain. I am unhappy. I am not this. Just compare that. They are also human beings like us. So we can just look at them and thank God I have some roof on my head. I got a square meal today. And I have certain other things which people are deprived of. So always to look that way, then our sympathy comes for the others. That's a spiritual growth. Expansion of the heart opens. But when he's like a selfish person, we look on the other side, opposite side, who are wealthier, who having much amenities, prosperity in material world, name, fame, power. We look at that glamorous side of that, then I'll be always miserable. No one can stop my misery. Who can give a peace if I don't want that? But can we make question this? Can we? How can I? Really, I am in trouble and you are saying be contented? No. That's why you are really in trouble. But there are people more in greater trouble. And in that trouble condition, see, who was telling the other day one story that one homeless, there was some charitable activity going on and somebody sat for some donation and said two homeless people came, not very nice looking, and they said, what are you doing? Now we are collecting fund.
Gita Prana.
She says that they came, oh, we are doing for this charitable good, this activity. And they just poured their whatever money they have from their pocket. And then they said, Ari, you need this money. Why are you giving? No. It is. And they gave it, become totally exhausted. And no money, no stock. Whatever money they had, they gave it as a donation. But you see the heart and the joy of that giving. So he's satisfied by giving. But a rich person may have enough money. But for when the question of giving comes, 20 questions come. If I give this money, this person will go for drug. This person in the standard, you do not know what they do. And we judge, and give $1. And this person is a homeless person. Nothing in his stock. But whatever money he had, both of them exhausted their whole pocket there. And when they are asking, no, you take something for you. But no, it's a good cause you are doing. Go on doing like that. No? See, satisfaction and dissatisfaction. So this is a very mental and emotional state of condition that takes us to satisfaction. That may be drawn from being at ease in one's own situation, at ease in this situation, that is okay. So, say someone gets little cut in the finger, little bit, and we make a big show and tell everyone, no, this I was doing this and this and that, and there'll be some people whose finger is totally cut, he's smiling and going himself. So, and not complaining. If you complain, then he feels embarrassed. And if you say something, he will be embarrassed. No? Who gave that contentment to him? No? Did we give anything? It is his own spiritual practice. He said, this is realistic. No? We can talk, we can quote big sermons from holy texts. But the question is that contentment is in our hand. If we can practice that way and always feel, and I will not be disturbed. I will try to keep my peace. And I tried my best to solve. Not that all the solution come according to your wish. Even if your wish is fulfilled, you will find that ultimately it has not solved the problem. So let us have the last factor, God's will is there also. And whatever jahi vidhi rakhe ram tahi vidhi rahiye vidhi ka vidhan jan han man sahiye jahi vidhi rakhe ram, as the Lord wants to keep me tahi vidhi rahiye, Stay that way. Vidhika Vidhan Jan, knowing that it is my karma of lives after lives, suffering is coming, joy is coming. What did you do to get joy in your life? In this life, you didn't do anything. In life's situation, joy has come. In life's journey, suffering is coming. But when we get joy, we don't question. When we get suffering, we say, hey, God. So in life's situation, it is coming like that. So, jahi vidhi rakhe ram, tahi vidhi rohiye. Vidhi ka vidhan jan, han, man, someone praises you. Someone is criticizing you. You meaninglessly. Why do you take it? Have you not the power to accept or not accept? So there he says, Vidhika Vidhanjan Han Man Sahiye. Which is Jadricha Labha Santustu. Labha Labhu. Lab gain or Olabha loss. Praise or blame. Let them do. It is coming out of we can bring our karma theory. Out of karma, my karma, I did sometimes. Okay, it is. I am repaying that. That's all. Our loan is repaid. So is it not a question of happiness? If my loan was huge amount of loan, and it is repaid, not by my wish, but under circumstances, I am paying the loan back. So this is the spiritual attitude which can help us. So contentment may be a state of having accepted one's situation. I can think that my situation would have been much worse. It has happened up to this point. Many people say accident has happened. After accident, anyhow, it could have been much worse. And see, that very word gives us satisfaction. And the person who is involved into it, he also feels protected. Okay, much, much more worst situation may have arrived, but at least this has happened by God's grace. So contentment is always an attitude, and it is to be practiced. And having our Patanjali has said, we all know, that santoshat anuttama sukhalabha. If one person practices santosh, contentment, then sukha, the happiness one gains, anuttama, there is no parallel to that. There is no comparison to that. Exactly like what mother said. That it is, and also, you know, we read in the Chandi, Ya Devi Sarvabhuteshu Tushti Rupena Sangasthita. Tushti. Tushti means satisfaction, mental tranquility. Ma is there. Where do you find Ma? You can find Ma where there is satisfaction. A person, look at the face of a person who all situation is contented. Their mother is manifesting herself. So this is Mother is there in the every heart as a form of contentment, but that contentment is manifested somewhere, somewhere not. But we can try to manifest that contentment. But discontent, there is also another question, divine discontent. That is a different thing. Swami Vivekananda singing that song, Judai te chai, kothai judai, kothao te asi, kotha bhese jai. Why am I coming again and again? Bare bare asi, katukadi hasi, kul ki nai, kothai jai, na? So that is that dissatisfaction is good. But that dissatisfaction also, people in spiritual life make it a cause of their frustration. It should not be like that. Yes, Rabindranath Tagore has his language, no? তোমারে আমি পাইনি যেন সে কথা রয় মনে ভুলে না যাই বেদনা পাই শয়নে স্বপনে. Let me remember it শয়ন in when I am lying down in my dream or any condition. Say, I have not reached you yet. That should be, a craving should be there. But that dissatisfaction, has a different meaning. That dissatisfaction is external. That devotee who is saying intensely that, oh Lord, I have not yet reached you. Whenever that person is saying that, he is holding the Lord in the heart. No? Oh Lord, I have not connected with you yet. I have not seen you yet. By this very utterance, internally, is thinking of the Lord only. So, let me remember, I have not reached yet. My life cannot be a life of complacency. I will have to do my practice, spiritual practice, cry, weep. All the gurus have taught us what to do. All this practice so that I can feel your presence day and night in all moments of my life. I have not done it yet. So that is a divine discontent. And that does not put one person to depression. Depression happens to the same idea to a person who never practiced it. Look at Ramakrishna, crying and weeping and rubbing the face on the bank of the Ganga. Does it make him a psychiatric patient? Or what he did? Internally saturated with joy. When it is said that when Radharani used to cry for Krishna, in the external it is tears and wailing and weeping and all these things. But internally the heart is filled with Krishna. There is nothing but Krishna. So this is the point, it is a fulfillment. But that dissatisfaction is divine because that lets us forget our own limitations and only goal, God, stands there. Therefore, we all need to focus on this, that perfect peace and joy and tranquility, unending happiness. Where it is? It is in this search for this contentment. And searching not outside, but searching here itself, considering the environment, looking at the right thing in the right perspective, and changing our attitude. So, to grabbing the things outside, or running for outside, will make it more dissatisfaction. Desire after desire, desire added with the desire, never desire gets satisfied. Na jatu kaman kamo upabhogena sammati. Havisha krishna vartamivo bhuyo evo vivartate. It is the Bhagavad said, that desire does not go away by giving food to the fuel to that. Suppose you are doing homo fire and you are putting some ghee, clarified butter. Putting more ghee, you cannot expect that the fire will extinguish. It will be more and more and more. But how? Not to add fuel to that, but to give a right direction of that. And of course experience is necessary. Let us, the scriptures is suggesting that you can be contented with whatever you like. If you don't like, okay, let me go for having things of the world and let us move in that direction, work hard day and night. We always engaged in our day-to-day life's commitments. Oh, I have no time, what can I do? I have to go for office and this and that. Why there is no time for ourselves? I mean, time for everything, but not for ourselves. So when that question comes, then you see, okay, I wanted this, I got it. How many things? Let us look back in our life from our childhood, how many things we wanted and how many things we got it. How many we received it? How many still we are hankering to get it? But is there any satisfaction? Is there any satisfaction? Analyzing the objects of the universe, as I give gross example, maybe repeatedly you are hearing that, the ice cream you like, I like ice cream, okay, go for ice cream, and this variety, that variety, 20 varieties, okay, have it, then desire, no, more, they say, in Connecticut there is a place where they have their cows are there, and they directly milk the cows and make the ice cream there itself. They don't add any sugar. So we'll have to go to that place. And we went there to have that extraordinary ice cream. And that's the best thing, best you can get it. And then, and when we went with so much effort, and then, oh, today is their closed days. So we came back. Twice we tried like that. Both the days it happened like that. But you know, but okay. Then suppose we have it, then what will happen? Another variety will come. Another variety will come. So will ever it be satisfied? Never. And of course a point will come when after experiencing days and days of having that ice cream, a time will come you will be bored with ice cream. That is the nature of the worldly objects and its experiences. Anything of the worldly, that is the natural thing. It may be good at the beginning, but when you get constantly such things, then you will be bored with it. You don't want anymore. As I say that you are given boxes of ice cream. You are like ice cream, have it. 1 scoop, 2 scoop, 10 scoop, 20 scoop, 30 scoop, 40. Eat, because you like it. Then what will happen? A point will come, you will run away from that. So this is also proving that there is no satisfaction in the objects of the senses. And if we go on satisfying them and collecting them and holding them and think that, oh, this has not given me joy, I'll get it, that much I'll get it. Oh, try that. Life's experience will teach all the holy people through their experiences, they have taught this lesson, that there is no satisfaction. But satisfaction is there. Have whatever comes. Whatever comes, after our best effort, to just accept. So no quality. If one can hold on patiently, wait. And also, this contentment is the greatest gift. So, desire, we have desire, we should go for that, but not to cry after our maximum effort being used. So, satisfaction comes only thinking that I tried my best, and whatever has come, as a devotee will say, a God has a purpose. And I tried, but it didn't happen. Maybe it was not good for me. Karma theory. Whatever I do, my karma is bringing this. Surrendering attitude, karma attitude. Prayer. Holy Mother said, people talk about so much suffering and pain. I never felt any suffering. My heart was always full with joy. The santos, satisfaction. So, it is a question of more to watch upon our own attitude. And in every day's life, we must have to practice this. Vivek Churamuni says, there is nothing more exhilarating than the contentment that comes of a state of desirelessness. He is giving Vedanta. Shankara will always go to the root of it. All our dissatisfaction is coming because of our desire, expectation. So, that's only, it says that he who gets to know the own self, vijñāto atmatattva svarūpasya svānandara supāyina nasti nirvāsanāt maunāt param sukhakrit uttamam. That param, that extreme, that superlative happiness and peace will never come unless one becomes nirvāsana. Holy Mother again. Nirvāsana means desireless. But desire, what to desire? Desire God. And that God does not sit somewhere in the remote corner of Himalayas, but it is also here. So how to deal with that? Everyday interaction with God, what we are doing, but with nirvāsana. Whatever I've tried, I desired something, But that desire is nirvasana. Desire itself is not desire. It is my expectation and it is my service to God. So if that comes, and that way, by that way, when we know our own self, vigyato atmatattvasya, what is our real self, knowledge of ourself, which is Atman, which is pure joy, bliss. Only knowing our sarupa, our own real divine self, when it is known, and knowing, one can extract the juice of that. Juice of this ananda, satchidananda ananda. If one can do that, then will come the perfect satisfaction. So ultimately it is happening that perfect contentment will come after God realization. Is it not? But the process should be started here. That is the goal. Ananda rasapayina. When one can extract the juice of the bliss of that Atman, that means like anyone in the samadhi state or anyone is absorbed in bhajanananda, and brahmananda, of course, even bhajanananda, if one can get absorbed into that bhajanananda, then naturally his expectation from this world will be less and less and less. And that process, ultimately, mind will be set in such a way that not to crave for petty things of other way to, just for living whatever we need, have a good life, good eating, food, sleep, etc. Whatever basic need is done, they don't care for anything more. They forget their body and they get their identity in God consciousness. So when that type of enjoyment can be felt by a devotee, that person, you will reach that point, sukha krit uttama, that uttama, supreme happiness, supreme contentment, supreme joy will be achieved by that person, but it will come only by nirvasanat. Only when we give up asking for small things. Bhumatu eva vijigyasasya. That the Upanishad says, only ask for bhuma, asim. Nalpe shukamasti, whatever is limited, whenever I want to hold it, whenever I want to get it, that cannot give me satisfaction because that's alpo. And that's not my nature. My nature is infinite. How can I be satisfied there? So, therefore, that should be the happiness, source of happiness. Vivek Churamani also gives that idea that what indeed can manifest that whose luster, like the sun, causes the whole universe unsubstantial, unreal, insignificant to appear at all. Looking at, see that what indeed we are running for having things of the world, what can satisfy me? Because it is our self, the goal, ultimately what we want to call as God or something. That is the, like sun, which causes the whole universe to shine. And every shining thing is only a reflection of that. So why not go to the root cause of all these reflections, all these shining things? What is the real shining thing behind all these apparent shining objects? Tasya bhasha sarvamidam vibhati. He shining at the background. Everything is shining. So why to ask for limited thing? Why to be craving for all mundane things? Look at the beauty of the Lord's presence in every beautiful thing in the world. Why you have to go for one place for beauty, such a beauty? Why our hearts should be panting for, oh, I want this. Why not we want that? I to we. My happiness, everyone's happiness, my happiness. Everyone's joy is my joy. So this type of identification and going beyond our limited perception of our ego sense, body-mind sense, brings that type of contentment. And that contentment will be there, whatever I am having, it is enough for me. And one can be perfectly in their own state of peace. So it says, Bhanuni eva jagat sarvam bhasate jasya tejasa, whose light, whose shining light, is reflected in every object and makes everything shining. So, you understanding this shining nature of the object, it is not their own characteristic. Anatmakam asat tuccham. These are not real. And this is not my own self. It is a fake reflection. Anatmakam asat. Asat means it is changing. It is not ultimately true. It appears to be true, but it's not ultimately true. And nowadays everything, suppose beautiful flowers are available. It's exactly like the real flower, no? So imitation. Imitation gold, imitation ring, imitation everything. So why to go for imitation? Why not go for that light which shines upon everything and makes everything glittering? You see, when the sun's rays fall, now it is all, leaves are gone. So when there are leaves, you see, the same leaves, during night time you watch, look at that. And the same leaves when the sun rises and sun's rays touch those leaves, shining nature comes. So we are all going to the reflected shining areas, not going back to whose light is making everything shine. These are all reflected things. Asat, tuccham. Tuccham means insignificant. It is not real. So thinking that way, when one turns towards that king nuta sabhavasaka, so what indeed can manifest that whose luster is, looking at that, then we can enjoy the world more. And I get it, okay. I don't get it, that's also okay. If it is tuccha, if it is insignificant in our mind, any achievement in the world, I'll try because I have to live in the world. No, I need money. I'll have to have some job. And job promotion is necessary. Everything is correct. But why that should disturb my inner peace and tranquility? Can we do anything there? Here is the point. Yes, we can do that. That I will not be disturbed. I'll not be dissatisfied. Whatever comes, I will accept as God's grace, God's blessings. Rajanikanta, that song? When he was in bed, in a diseased condition, he is thanking God. Oh Lord, what a mercy. You have given me this incurable disease. So that my false identification, I used to think I am a poet, people love me, and how much they praise me, my poems are very much appreciated, and I was somebody. And now you understand, you have taken away all these things, and put me in this incurable condition, so I am in the bed. What a grace of yours. See, that thing which is the cause of suffering to others, that is the cause of joy to a spiritual personality. So we should have to develop that way. That is, forget about God realization, forget about Brahman Atman talk. But in our day-to-day life itself, for realistic life, every day, every moment, if we have this mother's blessings, that santosis saman gun nai, there is no parallel wealth equal to that of this contentment. So I shall keep always this as focus. One principle, if we can remember, all our other sides of our character will be blossoming. Today, I tried this, and this is the worst thing has come. Okay, I accept it. And go to sleep well. Okay, I tried, oh Lord, whatever you have given, I accept it. Okay? So if I get what I expected, okay, thank God. And I don't get it, okay, I'm happy. So can we practice every day rather than only doing the japa? That is good. Japa is good, meditation is good, prayer is good, Vedanta Vichar is good, only. That's everything good. But if we don't pay attention to the root cause, what I am doing every day, am I developing my spirituality? What is the sign of spirituality? Spirituality is not some extraordinary thing outside. It will be manifested like Holy Mother saying, the two horns will grow. But this is the internal transformation will come. And as a result, what will happen? Your face will shine that. Under all circumstances. He is called a sthita pragana. Dukkheshu anudvignamana sukheshu bigata spriha. So these are all the definition of the sthita pragya. Sthita pragya means highest. They are brahmajnanis. But can we be brahmajnanis starting inch by inch every day? This is our point. Yes, if we let us try to apply this principle that there will be reason for my dissatisfaction. There will be reason that I will be disturbed. This discontent. But no, I will not be. I will accept as whatever, as the blessings of God, whatever I got it today, it is your gift. I accept it. And with that type of thinking, a mental condition or the sentiments that can help us, this type of attitude that will help us to keep the mind in peace. So I pray to Mother that this type of effort be a part of our spiritual practice so that we can learn to be contented, to gain that wealth. And that wealth is equal to Brahmajnana. It will manifest day by day like this, and ultimately it will give us to the illumination and joy. At least if it does not give illumination, at least it will reduce our high pressure. Mental pressure and good sleep. Yeah, every day, if we don't bother ourselves with much frustration and thinking worries. Worries will come. I expected it didn't happen. What will happen? No, what will happen? God has given. I'm happy. And what will happen? He will look after me. So how to pacify the mind? And this is the training. We can find out many ways. We are all intelligent people. By prayer, by meditation, by analysis, by tuccha, it is meaningless. It is anitta. Anityam asukham imam lokam prapyo bhajasvamam. Anityam, anityam, anityam. Na? These are all not eternal. These are all temporary, temporary, temporary. So what? Okay, temporary thing, I could have got it and I didn't get it. Similar. Bringing any philosophical ideas in the mind according to the temperament of each of us. Just to say it is anitya, okay. What is that? It's not a big deal. I would have been happy. Happier. But okay, I am happy. I don't go to that level down more than that to keep our discontent. To avoid discontentment. Avoid discontentment. And that's an attitude. I am to do. No one will do for me. No one can project in anyone's mind this attitude unless I can take that attitude for my practice from this moment. How can I be satisfied? How can I be satisfied? How can I be peaceful inside? Whatever happens, it's God's grace. I accept it. Accept, accept, accept. But does not mean that I will not fight or struggle to do what I want. No, that's that. And then by God's grace, peace will reign. Thank you.